Jim Jordison. Is he here? That's true. Jim is rather special in that he's the only one of the six of them this afternoon, who after a lengthy spell here has decided he can even face another school. So Jim is going on to new educational pastures. He's going on, as I'm sure everyone or almost everyone knows, he's going on to take up his own department, not many, many miles away. I'm sure many of the things, lessons direct and indirect, that he's picked up from Mr. Plumpin will stand him in good stead. And I wish you well, Jim. One of the things that I'm sure Jim is looking forward to is that the school he's going to operates the similar curriculum innovation project that Mr. Plumpin and the team have inaugurated at this school over the last 3, 4, and planning stage, 5 years. So Mr. Jordison is going into a new school, but taking over a department that will have much similarity in style, in curriculum, with the department he's leaving. I wish you well, and thank you, as I have the others, for your services to this school, to me, and to my predecessor.
Thank you very much indeed.
Well, it's taken me a little bit aback, really, because I told the scriptwriter not to send me the speech until Friday. But, of course, I've only been here 9 years, which, compared with Mr. Huff, is a comparative newcomer. But, of course, in those 9 years, I've made lots of friends, and there are lots of things which I shall miss. I shall miss, for example, the 9 o'clock news bulletin presented by those two well-known newscasters, Wally and Bill. I shall also miss the 11 o'clock news, also presented by those two well-known newscasters, Wally and Bill. And also, of course, World at One, also presented by Bill. In fact, the current affairs dialogue was so good in the staff room that I based my economics course for the last 2 years on it, and then wondered why everybody failed. But seriously, I have made a lot of friends here, some of which are here now and some of which have left, and for that I'm very grateful. I would like to thank, in particular, Ken Plumpin, who's helped me a tremendous amount in the 9 years that I've been here, and also, I think, provided me with a good example of what a head of department should be, and one which possibly I can emulate in the future. So, to everybody who I've known, past and present, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.